a good thing that the nitrous derogation is kind of done and dusted for the next 3 years. Look, it will have implications for other things to do with farming and particularly the Habitats Directive. But I suppose there's a bit of certainty there for Ireland for the next 3 years. Probably we'll have the last opportunity maybe to tidy up a lot of these loose ends with, you know, with NAP and nitrates action programs and everything to do with the environment. And look, it's a great win, I suppose, for the country. Any time, you know, you get a win, it's good, because too long, I suppose, we've been dictated by Europe with stuff that we have lost in the past.
Now, I mentioned there about the buffer zones, but that's not going to have a real big impact here in this area.
But in this part of the country, we don't have that much of a problem in that regard. You know, we can easily do 220 or even more, like, and not cause any problems to the environment or the farm or the land or anything else. There is a danger, you see, that with getting the nitrous thing sorted out, it will more than likely put more pressure on the whole country, and that would include areas we live in here in ourselves in the northwest, where there isn't really a problem with any of this intensification or pollution, you know, into the water courses and rivers. So the danger with that is the cost of maybe doing up plans to prove you have everything in top order could be quite significant on all farmers. Like, for example, in parts of France where this has happened before, the farmers have to pay anything up to 10,000 a year just to get a plan to farm and a license to do so. So we just have to watch all of that very carefully that we don't end up, you know, with winning in nitrates and maybe losing our freedom to farm.